As he has at numerous recent appearances, during a Wednesday press conference, Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan again promoted the city's first ever consumer energy test.
What we want to do on October 21st from 6 to 8 p.m. is test the community and see if, by lowering the load, not using the dishwasher, not using the washing machine, turn the thermostat down, what that does to the usage in the community. That'll give us a good benchmark to kind of look at as we go forward.
Going forward refers to using the information gathered from next Wednesday's test to further develop what the mayor calls Anchorage's Energy Watch. He says it's an effort born of an administration discovery soon after taking office.
We were surprised when we got into office that there was not a more comprehensive emergency energy plan, given the fact that two of the last 3 years, the natural gas system in South Central Alaska had come close to failure. And it's not a failure because of a lack of gas. There probably is adequate supply. It's all about pressure. And when you get 2 weeks of 10, 15 below zero weather, that pressure starts falling, and the ability to maintain the system comes into jeopardy.
Because Anchorage and South Central Alaska's electrical power derives from plants using natural gas, the pressure Mayor Sullivan refers to is crucial to both types of utilities. Among other elements, Energy Watch has created three levels of energy availability. Green represents normal, stable conditions. Yellow denotes caution, and red is alert status. The last two call for consumer action. Next Wednesday's 6 to 8 p.m. test calls for duplicating the yellow level response. Those responses include set thermostats to 65 degrees in living areas and 40 in the garage. Lower water heater setting to warm or vacation level. Minimize the use of natural gas ranges. Postpone laundry and dishes. And turn off unnecessary lights and electronics. The red alert status calls for greater usage reductions. At this week's Anchorage Assembly meeting, Municipal Manager George Vakalis explained how the city plans to inform the general public about Energy Watch and the three condition levels.
You'll start seeing an awful lot of advertisements and education on energy conservation and what folks can do to cut down on energy use should we come into a situation.
Vakalis says it's not just residential consumers who will participate.
We've met with all of the big energy users one-on-one and have encouraged them to come up with programs within their organizations to basically curtail the use of energy should they be called upon to do so.
Anchorage's non-English-speaking groups might not be participating in great numbers in next week's test. The mayor's communications director, Sarah Erkman, says the Energy Watch materials will not be translated in time.
It's a labor-intensive effort, so not for the test, but for the actual cold period in the city, we'll be ready. The next step involves translating those into some of the bigger language groups around town, like Spanish and Hmong and those things. So those will be completed before we roll out for the full extent of the campaign, which is expected to run through November, December, and then maintenance levels like in January and February.
Once again, Anchorage's municipal-wide energy test takes place 6 to 8 p.m. Wednesday, October 21st. If you'd like more information about residential energy reduction, go to the municipal website, muni.org. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.